We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colours.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity, under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, valuable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlundellSat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Lonidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia. and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hulf Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanur District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, solar kits improve life for the elderly in Haiti. In health news, a devoted United States dentist establishes a clinic in Afghanistan. In sustainable energy news, Nevis, a Caribbean island, takes a leadership role in sustainable energy. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 23rd, acclaimed painter Richard Mortensen was born in Copenhagen, Denmark in 1910. His large, colorful works of the 1930s were the first significant abstract compositions in Danish art. Vivid geometric forms with energetic rhythms are prominent in Mr. Mortensen's pieces. In 1934, he helped establish the Line group of abstract painters in Copenhagen. Mr. Mortensen's deep involvement in Zen Buddhism is reflected in a number of his works. May Mr. Richard Mortensen's vibrant paintings continue to bring joy to art lovers of all cultures.
Fly-in news. Typhoon Megi strikes Japan and Formosa or Taiwan. At least two people on Japan's main Amami Oshima Island in Kagoshima Prefecture succumbed to heavy rains brought on by the super typhoon Megi since Monday night, October 18. Resulting floods and landslides also caused loss of power along with the downing of telephone lines and blockage of major roads. Local officials issued evacuation advisories to more than 2,100 islanders, while Japan Coast Guard members, police, and firefighters worked to rescue stranded residents. In Formosa, a record 106 centimeters of rain fell in Yilan County on Thursday, October 21st, with at least seven people who perished when a mudslide hit a Buddhist temple complex in Suao Township. Some residents in other parts of the county were evacuated for their safety.
On Friday, a rescue operation was immediately dispatched when more than 400 motorists and tourists were trapped on a highway due to mudslides set off by the typhoon's torrential precipitation. President Ma Ying-jeou asked emergency personnel to deliver food, water, and warm clothing to the stranded motorists.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with the Japanese and Formosan or Taiwanese officials to see if additional aid is needed and to go, if possible, to assist the most desperately stricken. She added that emergency funds are available.
Our appreciation, officials, police, firefighters, and all personnel in Japan and Formosa working to ease these disastrous conditions, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional concern. Our prayers for the swift alleviation of such dangers through humanity's kinder care of the environment.
Earthquakes strike Mexico and Chile. On Thursday morning, October 21st, after several smaller tremors hit in the region, a powerful quake measuring 6.7 on the Richter scale struck Mexico's Gulf of California, sending panicked people running to the streets. Centered 116 kilometers south of Los Mochis in the northwestern state of Sinaloa, the quake generated shockwaves that were felt over 1,000 kilometers away in the U.S. city of San Diego, California. Also on Thursday in Latin America, Chile was rocked by three earthquakes in the same area devastated by the massive 8.8 magnitude quake in February. The first, occurring 148 kilometers northwest of the city of Constitución, was the strongest at magnitude 5.8 and was felt in Valparaiso, the O'Higgins region, Metropolitana, and Biobío, and was followed by two of lesser magnitude. There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries for any of the events. With thankfulness for the welfare of those in the quake-shaken regions, we pray that our world may soon be freed of such distressing events, as humanity strives to more gently regard all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Historic aid convoy arrives in Gaza. On Thursday, October 21st, Lifeline 5, organized by the charity Viva Palestina, reached the Palestinian Gaza Strip, carrying food aid, along with vital medicines and household items totaling $5 million U.S. in value.
As one of the largest land deliveries of humanitarian aid to ever arrive, the convoy of over 140 trucks entered Gaza Strip via Egypt's Rafah crossing point, accompanied by some 370 people who had traveled over 3,000 miles since the original London, UK departure on September 18th that had been joined by groups from other countries along the way.
Greeted joyously by Palestinians upon their arrival, the group also hopes to raise awareness of the rights of all people to free movement with neighboring countries, which in this case is necessary for the rebuilding of the economy and regular lives. We join in appreciation, and Providence bless all Viva Palestina convoy participants and supporters for your steadfast efforts on behalf of the Palestinian people. May such caring actions provide both material assistance and encouragement towards conditions leading to a peaceful and prosperous Middle East.
Spain's new law to bring smoke-free public areas to the entire European Union. A measure passed on Wednesday, October 20th, and effective once approved by the Senate at the beginning of 2011, prohibits smoking in all public indoor spaces across the nation. This law is not only comparable to those in other European Union countries, it also includes areas such as outside hospitals and schools, as well as children's playgrounds. With an estimated 1,000 restaurant servers succumbing to lung cancer each year, Spanish officials estimate that the new measure will save thousands of lives now being lost to secondhand smoke. Bravo, Spain, for your wise and caring law that ensures a cleaner and safer environment for all. May current and future citizens thrive in glowing health and vitality.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Young man emerges from months-long coma. After two unresponsive months and an uncertain future survival, doctors have announced the awakening of 18-year-old Jason Leung from a coma in a Hong Kong hospital last week. He was able to recognize his mother, say his own name, and read Chinese and English words. Jason and his mother are the sole survivors of a tragedy that occurred in the Philippines, in which they lost his father and two sisters, and where he also sustained the injuries that led to his coma. During a news conference, Jason's mother exclaimed, "The feeling of relief I experienced cannot be described with words. I can only be grateful." Doctors are now rehabilitating Jason's limbs towards full recovery of his motor skills. Although we are saddened to hear of the loss in the Leung family, we too rejoice at the news of son Jason's awakening. Our thanks to the medical staff for their professional care as we wish Jason a smooth and complete recovery with many happy moments in the company of loved ones.
Save Our Planet, United Nations Conference on Biological Diversity. The 10th Conference of the Parties to the Convention on Biological Diversity, or COP10, began on October 18th in Nagoya, Japan, where delegates from about 200 countries, including governments, non-governmental organizations, business and civil society, have been discussing solutions to the urgent decline of plant and wildlife.
According to the International Union for Conservation of Nature, we are losing species 1,000 times faster than the natural rate of extinction, with potentially devastating consequences to ecosystems. Supreme Master Television's correspondent reports from location.
Here at the Nagoya International Congress Center in Nagoya, Aichi, Japan. COP10 is a conference gathering over 15,000 people from the members' countries and regions to discuss international schemes which enable the fulfillment of the purpose of the Convention on Biological Diversity.
The hope is that the nations of the world will come together and, you know, find ways to both stop destroying the planet and pay for groups and countries to help save it.
Biological diversity means the interconnection of the lives and individualities. Various kinds of lives exist on Earth and are maintained in balance by holding various differences of ecosystem, species, and genes. However, due to human-made development, overhunting and overfishing, as well as human-induced disturbance of ecosystem caused by introduced species, both species and ecosystem are in danger lately.
特に海の生物多様性っていうのは大きく破壊されていまして、その理由はやっぱり過剰漁業、底引き網に代表されるような過剰漁業ですとか、破壊的な漁業によるものですね。特に海洋保護のところですね、海の問題を解決するというところでは、これは大きな会議となります。期待しています。
I think it's really critical that we're talking about our life, not only species, because we are part of the species, human species.
Specific goals of the summit include creating a new 20-point plan of goals for the next decade to protect biodiversity from forest and other habitat degradation as well as pollution, while raising public awareness and ensuring the sustainable management of ecosystems.
It's really the way we farm that's contributing to these dead zones. The soils run off, the soils contain high levels of fertilizer and pesticides, herbicides that kill.The ocean. So as long as we keep dumping on so much fertilizer, as long as we crowd cows together and make so much waste and crowd pigs together and make so much waste, we're going to have dead zones. Until we really make it a part of the agricultural work that we do, that agriculture has to preserve biodiversity, then it's not going to happen.
COP10 で決定されるポスト2010年目標が2020年までに生物多様性の損失をゼロにするような時間的拘束力のある強い目標が策定されるようにぜひお願いしたいというふうに考えております。
We greatly looked forward to the success of COP10 so that all the beings will be able to live safely and peacefully as a member of our ecosystem on Earth.This is Supreme Master Television, reported from Nagoya, Japan.
To all participants, our appreciation and best wishes for a fruitful conference. May bold efforts prioritizing the root causes of biodiversity loss be quickly addressed for the planetary survival of all.
I'm J.D. Hansen from the Center for Food Safety. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Long concerned about the alarming rate of species loss,Supreme Master Ching Hai has emphasized the need to act in halting one of its root causes, as during a July 2008 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan.
Up to now, we have lost so many, not just marine lives, but land species. They disappear faster than we can imagine. They suffer a lot. They die or they completely disappear because of our carelessmanagement of the world, and we just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight, for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible. We have to stop the harmful effect of meat consumption. Then we will see a happy, sufficient, and satisfied world manifestin front of our eyes in a matter of weeks.
Save our planet. China's northwest Gansu province becomes the nation's sixth to establish a new wildlife protection measure that compensates persons for any injury or property damage caused by animals in nature.
Save our planet. Leading U.S.-based internet company Google announces the investment of $5 billion for a network of underwater transmission lines that are hoped will encourage investment in offshore wind power by making it easier to connect to the power grid on land.
One of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. My diet consists of delicious plant-based foods. Today, I have a tip about a fun way to share your thoughts, ideas, or photos about veganism. Have you ever thought about creating your own blog? You can choose to express yourself with family, friends, and even the world. It's a great way to get the word out about protecting our Earth through a compassionate lifestyle. Check online for a blog provider and instructions for getting started. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, solar kits improve life for the elderly in Haiti. The non-profit HelpAge International has donated Tough Stuff emergency kits to 3,000 senior citizens living in 75 camps. The packet contains a solar panel charger, a flashlight and a radio. 95-year-old Mrs. Sylvany Lewis said of the gift package, "My children and I can entertain ourselves with music and have light at night when necessary. We can do things in the evening now." HelpAge International has also launched a radio program in Creole, operated by and featuring older Haitians. Our sincere applause, HelpAge International, for enhancing the lives of our respected elders. May your valuable efforts bring comfort and happiness to many precious individuals.
In health news, a devoted United States dentist establishes a clinic in Afghanistan. With $750,000 of his savings and the generous help of others in the USA and Afghanistan, Dr. Jim Rolfe, age 71, of Santa Barbara, California, establishes the new Kabul Dental Clinic and Training Center. The clinic, which has been in operation for 3 years, has treated thousands free of charge. Dr. Rolfe's Afghanistan Dental Relief Project now has 3 Afghan dentists working along with 13 staff members. Heaven bless you, Dr. Jim Rolfe, for your loving dedication to the well-being of the citizens of Afghanistan. May your caring endeavor benefit many warm-hearted people of the nation.
Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the devoted Dr. Rolfe with the Shining World Compassion Award and a $30,000 contribution to help further his noble work.
Coming up on Noteworthy News, Nevis in the Caribbean provides a model of transitioning to sustainable energy. We'll have some quiet time with God. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more illuminating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, resplendent news for a radiant world. In sustainable energy news, a Caribbean island takes a leadership role in adopting eco-friendly power. Nevis, one of the smallest islands in the Caribbean, has launched a new wind park. It'll help the country to have sufficient electricity and lower its costs compared to previous energy sources. The project, which can generate up to 1.1 megawatts of energy, was carried out with the assistance from the German Agency for Technical Cooperation and the Caribbean Renewable Energy Development Program. A big green round of applause, Nevis and supporting organizations, for your forward-thinking advancements in alternative energy. May nations across the globe combine such earth-loving practices with a low-emissions vegan lifestyle for a bright planetary future.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Azerbaijani entitled Lost Dog.
İtirilen it, keçen hafta daim itini itirmiştir. Dedim ona ki, niye gazete elan vermirsen? Daim cevap verer ki, ahmak olma, benim itim gazete okuyabilmir.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I see humanity going in a vegan direction as a way of the next step of mind, body, heart evolution. Someday there will be no need for the term vegan. I'm glad that the connection is growing. Everything in nature seems to evolve and change. Metta.
High thinking Metta, your thoughtful note is appreciated. We also pray that the day is very soon on hand when the earth-saving, compassionate diet is the only one considered suitable for the blessed children of God. With much hope and love.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the brilliant light of heaven shine upon our world.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Hungarian folk vocalist, composer, and actress Marta Sebastian is named as the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organizations, or UNESCO, Artist for Peace in recognition of her work in enhancing intercultural dialogue through music.
North Korea's acting charge d'affaires in Russia, Woo Soon-ho, reports that the country supports denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and is ready to abide by previous agreements reached during six-party talks.
The government of Grenada in the southwestern Caribbean islands launches the new Spice Word Literary Festival, featuring writers and poets under this year's theme of Feel the Rhythm in the Words.
A delegation of the elders, a group of retired world leaders and other distinguished figures, tour the Middle East to promote peace and meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank to encourage the continuation of Palestinian-Israeli peace talks.
Just 20 years old, student and mother of an infant son, Mariosol Valdez Garcia is inaugurated as chief of police in a small northern Mexico town that is working to eliminate illegal drugs, as she states that upholding principles and values will help ensure security.
With participation from the Czech Republic and Morocco, women writers from the Maghreb and Europe convene in Algiers, Algeria, for a week of joint workshops, conferences, and literary readings.
U.S.-based publication New York Times reports that peace talks are quietly being held in Afghanistan between the central government and Taliban leaders, as Afghan President Hamid Karzai affirms his increased hope for reconciliation in the country.
Research conducted in New Zealand finds that there are double the number of animal companions per person compared to several decades ago, as more people turn to them as vital sources of unconditional friendship and social support.
ancient grain grinding stones found in Italy, Russia, and the Czech Republic show that Paleolithic Europeans likely ate a form of bread some 30,000 years ago, and thus would not have subsisted on a meat-centered diet as previously thought.
After seeing a mother and daughter who could not afford their groceries in a supermarket, 8-year-old Peyton Jones from Kansas, USA, goes door-to-door collecting canned food to give the less fortunate.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.